91X News.
It's 17 degrees and mainly cloudy. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X News. A Bancroft teen is in Kingston General Hospital with serious injuries after an accident on Highway 62 and Ridge Road. The teen and another man were hitchhiking at 1 o'clock this morning when one of them ran across the road in front of a vehicle. The driver and the other hitchhiker were not hurt. Charges will not be laid by Central Hastings OPP. Do not trust phone calls promising lower interest rates on loans and credit cards. This is the message the OPP has for the public. The anti-rackets branch of the OPP says this scam and others like it are occurring more often during these tough economic times. 982 Canadian complaints were received about fraudsters offering low interest rates by the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center. More than $133,000 were reported as lost by identified victims. A wildcat strike at Air Canada has stranded people trying to reach dying relatives, get to a job interview, or make the start of the NDP leadership convention. At least two dozen flights were cancelled and some 50 delayed by the walkout that started at Pearson Airport in Toronto last night and spread to Quebec and Vancouver today. It all began when three ground workers were suspended after Labour Minister Lisa Raitt was heckled while walking through Toronto's airport last night. 37 workers who took part in the job action were then fired. Workers returned to their jobs after an arbitrator told them everyone would be reinstated without penalty. The defense at Michael Rafferty's first-degree murder trial is suggesting he was an innocent dupe in his girlfriend's plan to kidnap and murder a girl over a drug debt. Terry Lynn McClinic denies all the lawyer's suggestions, including that she offered 8-year-old Tori Stafford to Rafferty sexually, but he turned that down. Canadian press reporter Allison Jones has details on other scenarios of the murder that Rafferty's lawyer is proposing.
Rafferty's lawyer suggested that once they got to the eventual murder scene, McClintock told Rafferty to walk away because she had to talk to the little girl because she was scared of him. The lawyer suggested that when Rafferty got back to the vehicle, McClintock had already killed Tori. McClintock denied those suggestions.
McClintock is already serving a life sentence after pleading guilty to first-degree murder in Tori's death. She originally told police Rafferty killed Tori, but is now testifying that she urged her to kidnap the girl and rape Tori, but she killed the girl with a hammer. And U.S. President Barack Obama says every aspect of the shooting of an unarmed black teen by a neighborhood watch volunteer should be investigated. Obama calls last month's death of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin a tragedy. The shooting has prompted widespread protests because George Zimmerman has claimed self-defense and hasn't been charged. The U.S. Justice Department and FBI have opened a civil rights investigation, and a grand jury is considering whether Zimmerman should be charged. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Keenan Weaver with sports.
Thanks, Jose. In offset action, St. Teresa's from Belleville has won the women's hockey final 5-1 against the Appleby College team from Oakville. The tournament has been going on this week at the Quinty Sports and Wellness Center. In more local hockey action, the Belleville Bulls will be at Ottawa tonight for their Game 2 of their Round 1 Rumble. The Bulls had a 3-2 overtime loss to the 67s last night in the playoff opener. In the NHL, the Winnipeg Jets face a crucial game tonight in Washington against the Capitals. The 10th-place Jets trail the Caps by 5 points for their 8th and final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. Meanwhile, the Sabres are in New York to take on the Rangers. The Sabres sit 9th in the East, 1 point back of Washington. In the NBA, the Pacers needed a late rally to beat the Wizards, one of the NBA's worst teams, 85-83. Pacers guard Paul George says they won the game by holding the Wizards up 32 points in the second half.
Just what we hang our hats on, just defending. You know, they're a pretty good team. I mean, you got two players like John Wall and Jordan Crawford who are, you know, dynamic scorers. You know, they know how to put the ball in the hole. So, you know, we just had to dig it out and, you know, really grind on the defensive end.
Four more teams will advance to the Elite Eight of the NCAA's men's basketball tournament tonight. In St. Louis, North Carolina plays Ohio University and Kansas goes against North Carolina State. In Atlanta, Baylor tangles with Xavier while Kentucky dukes it out with Indiana. Louisville, Syracuse, Ohio State, and Florida moved on with wins last night. Remember to send us your team or league scores by email, sports@91x.fm. That's all for sports. Here's Jose DeBarros with your weather.
Thanks, Keenan. Today, cloudy with 60% chance of showers and risk of thunderstorms and a high of 16. Tonight, mainly cloudy, 30% chance of showers overnight and a low of 8. And Saturday, cloudy with 60% chance of showers in the morning and early in the afternoon. A few showers beginning in the afternoon and a high of 9. It's 17 degrees. I'm Jose DeBarros with Keenan Weaver. 91X News, on the air and online at 91x.fm. News is next at 2 o'clock.